California. You shouldn't come without a warning. You take me down, take me out. If you're the love that never listen, and I'm the pain of your existence, I'll come and naked in the kitchen. We're falling back, falling out. All the same mistakes, just a call away. Someone save me from myself. From a dream about you,
I kinda liked it till it came to.
Made me forget that we were bad news.
Good morning, I'm Haster, and here's what's happening in the Ignite newsroom. Hamilton Street Railway workers have said there will be a strike beginning on Thursday, November 9th. The city does not provide a better offer. The city's last offer, proposed on October 24th, was rejected yesterday, the 5th. Eric Tuck, president of the ATU Local 107 Union, says that the biggest issue is ensuring wages keep pace with inflation. Quote, our members were infuriated with the latest proposal as it falls short of inflationary pressure and the cost of living. The city will begin to implement contingency plans, and commuters are advised to do the same, as beginning the 9th, all regular HSR services will stop. Israeli forces have severed northern Gaza from the rest of the territory in what they call a significant stage in their genocidal campaign in the area. Troops are expected to enter Gaza City soon, according to Israeli media. Israel has refused suggestions by the United States to pause the conflict, allowing humanitarian aid to pass through and negotiate of the release of hostages. The conflict, which has killed nearly 10,000 Palestinians, including only over 4,000 children, is only expected to grow more violent. I'll be back with your sports and weather next on Ignite Radio.
This is Sam Waterston. Shriners Hospitals for Children is a one-of-a-kind healthcare system providing pediatric specialty care to kids with orthopedic conditions, burns, spinal cord injuries, and more. This world-class care is combined with innovative research and outstanding teaching programs that support Shriners Hospitals in their mission of helping children realize their dreams. Call 1-800-361-7256 for more information. Shriners Hospitals for Children, helping kids defy the odds.
Arthritis isn't just about getting old. In fact, arthritis is a serious disease that affects more than 4 million Canadians, including baby boomers and children. For many people, arthritis means pain and disability. But there are answers for those struggling with the disease. The Arthritis Society can help. We offer hope through education, support, and solutions with information and programs to make life easier. The Arthritis Society. Visit us online at arthritis.ca for help or to make a donation.
Ignite Radio Sports.
Taking a look at sports, the Hamilton Tiger Cats were defeated last Saturday in the CFL East Division semifinals, losing 27-12 to the Montreal Alouettes. The Alouettes will be facing the Argonauts next Saturday in the East Division finals. The winner of that will then progress to the Grey Cup against the West Division finals.
Ignite Radio weather.
Taking a look at your Hamilton weather, it's currently overcast and rainy. The weather's not expected to clear up. The cloud cover and with cloud cover and light rain predicted for the rest of the day, continuing overnight. Tomorrow should be cloudy without rain and the sun making a reappearance on Wednesday. Currently outside the Ignite studio, it is 8 degrees. Yeah, it's 8 degrees.
Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live at Ignite. ignite.ca.
In my heart for lockdown, for lockdown, oh lockdown. Yo, you sweet life, Fanta, Fanta. If I tell you, say I love you, no day for me, yanga, oh yanga. No tell me, no, 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 oh, 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 oh. Baby, come give me your lo, 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 oh, 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 oh. You got me like, oh, 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 oh. Shawty, come give me your lo, 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 lo.
Ignite Radio. That was Calm Down, Rima and Selena Gomez. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Katrina.
And Katrina, this weekend I went to the documentary 299 Queen Street West and at the Hamilton Convention Center, all about Much Music, you know, myself growing up with Rick Campanelli and all those guys. Did you ever watch Much Music growing up?
Well, I did watch some, not as much as you, but mainly with the Much More channel on live television back in the early 2010. I would watch the channel, mainly the music video compilations and just the title promos, as well as those weird commercials like Save Your Screams and sponsoring the Candy Nerds on Facebook, I think that it was. And just seeing the title promos with all the flickering lights, emulating I guess those stage lights you see like in like the back alleyways and something like that, and but just seeing those like all those like music videos is just buried in my head for like, because I just watched them for so long.
Yeah, definitely. I remember like always tuning in for like the newest Backstreet Boy music video, newest NSYNC videos. Every single time there was a new Backstreet Boys video, I was on the couch, ready to go, popcorn in hand. Like, it was a daily thing. Did you have any favorite VJs?
Not exactly. Not at the time, because I was so young, I didn't really, like, understand or even know that many musical artists. It's, like, except for maybe Rihanna, because my family did own a few CDs of her music back then. And I grew up on most of her songs back when I was a kid, but for the most part, when watching those music videos, I would just be really confused as to what was happening, and a little bit intimidating because it was always like sexual or violence, and I didn't really understand any of that, especially what they were talking about. I thought it was always literal, like, but they meant like something metaphorical.
Yeah, so, for sure.
It was more intimidating for me anyway, but I still enjoyed it.
Awesome. All right, coming up next, we have Charlie Puth and Jungkook with Left and Right, only on Ignite Radio.
At recess, I usually walk around by myself.
Autism can isolate children and their families. Learning about autism can help change that.
One day last year, for the first time, a student asked me to come and play with her. It was one of the happiest days of my life.
To find out how your school can help raise awareness, visit our website or call Together for Autism.
Everyone wants to be included.
If you drive when you drink, your life isn't the only life you threaten.
Hi, I'm Betty, and I'm Ojibwe. Last year, I lost my mom. Her car was hit by a drunk driver. Mom was a traditional dancer, and she could sew, and she made all of the children's regalia. Who will pass on the culture and traditions now?
Think if this was your family. Think of how a senseless act can take away a life. A message from Mad Canada and your Indian Métis Friendship Center.
Please, don't drink and drive.
Nothing but hit music now. This is Ignite Radio.
Memories follow me left and right. I can feel you over here. I can feel you over here. You take up every corner of my mind.
What you gonna do now?
Ever since the day you went away.
No, I don't know how.
How to erase your body from out my brain.
What you gonna do now?
Maybe I should just focus on me instead.
All I think about
are the nights we were tangled up in your bed. Oh no.
Take up every corner of my mind.
I can feel you over here.
You take up every corner of my mind.
What you gonna do now?
From Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario, you're listening to Ignite Radio.
Ignite Radio. That was Walk Off the Earth with Red Hands. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Katrina.
And Katrina, did you hear about the new sports that were added to the Olympics for the 2028?
I did, yeah.
They added baseball, cricket, flag football, lacrosse sixes, and squash. Who would have thought squash would be an Olympic sport? But that's awesome. What sports would you add, Katrina, if you were on the committee?
Personally, I would add the game soccer, just because I feel like, why not? It's such a classic sport, and I do have an appreciation for soccer. I don't know if, like, it's an appropriate sport that's, like, fitting for the Olympics, but, hey, you know, if it's possible, then they might as well apply it. But the second one, I'm also hope that they can apply pickleball to the Olympics, because I just feel like it would be much more interesting that way. I mean, the Olympics is already really good and interesting, but I just feel like pickleball would be the next logical step.
Pickleball would be pretty cool. I think I'd love to see rugby in there. You know, Team England, they're always killing it in the rugby, and just for them to be on the international stage would be awesome. Now, with lacrosse, you know, hopefully Haudenosaunee can get in there, have their own team. Canada, too. Canada has one of the best lacrosse teams. But the sixes, not really a fan of the sixes style of lacrosse. You know, I enjoy the box style of lacrosse, so maybe in the winter they can throw in some box lacrosse. But coming up is Doja Cat Need to Know on Ignite Radio.
It multiplies.
It grows.
It is relentless.
It has become more powerful. It is in every community across this land.
Behind every person who is touched by cancer, there's a growing force fighting all types of cancer in communities across the country. The Canadian Cancer Society. Let's make cancer history. Call 1-888-939-3333 or visit cancer.ca.
Imagine trying to do the simplest things. Ride a bike. Or sing a song. Or read a bedtime story to a child. And feeling your body break down into fits of coughing and terrifying shortness of breath. Imagine living that way and dying that way. Cystic fibrosis causes severe breathing problems that make everyday things almost impossible. Eventually, CF becomes fatal. Please visit cysticfibrosis.ca and breathe life into the future.
Ooh, here we go.
You're listening to Ignite Radio,
a Mohawk College radio production.
The Beatles released their newest and final song, Now and Then, was released on November 2nd and includes the voice of late John Lennon
Radio Entertainment.
And a guitar solo from the late George Harrison. The song was originally supposed to be released in the 90s, but was deemed unusable after being unable to separate the vocals and the piano. But thanks to AI technology, they were able to isolate the vocals and create the perfect last song. Matthew Perry's private funeral was held near the Warner Brothers studio on Friday, November 3rd. Several co-stars from his previous projects were in attendance, but it was a heartbreaking scene when Perry's Friends cast reunited unexpectedly to celebrate the life of their dear friend. Canada's Wonderland operators, Cedar Fair, have officially merged with one of the biggest American amusement park operators, Six Flags. The combined company, valued at over $8 billion, will operate a portfolio of 27 amusement parks, 15 water parks, and 9 resort properties across 17 states and provinces in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico.
Baby, show me what it's like. I don't really got no tights. I just wanna
Ignite Radio. Listen at work, home, the beach, pretty much wherever you are. IgniteRadio.ca.
Baby, why you playing games like that? Why I always want what I can't have? Love sick, got it on so bad. One step forward, tripping two steps back. Going round like a racetrack. Just ain't fair with a like that. Three words that you sent right back. Kinda like it like that. Oh, baby, I'm going all in. Betting everything I have on you. Don't wanna mess around. Yeah, I'm playing for keeps. Lock it up, baby, no key. Falling for you 6 feet deep. For what? Yeah, I'm playing for keeps. Tastes like cookies and cream. Just one thing, baby, JB. Is that too much, too much, too much? Da-da-da-da-da. 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 Yeah, I'm playing for keeps. Romeo waiting at your window. Trying to touch down, baby, in your end zone. Hung up, now I'm hanging with your dial tone. Saying what if from another, you just don't know. She love me, she love me now, yeah. Speed it up, and then she stop. Boombox, I be doing the most. Press play, one song, and she goes. Oh, baby, I'm going all in. Betting everything I have on you. Don't wanna mess around. Yeah, I'm playing for keeps. Lock it up, baby, no key. Falling for you 6 feet deep. Go for what?
Ignite Radio. That was Preston Pablo with Four Keeps. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Katrina.
Now, Katrina, I just heard that the writer's strike is officially over. How excited are you for your shows to come back?
I am very excited, as there are so many good shows out there coming in this current year that are. I am so glad to be finally coming back and not canceled early.
All right. So what kind of shows are you into?
Well, one show that I have gotten into and good that they're already, the most recent episode already aired November 1st. It's Hudson and Rex, which a few months back got renewed for a sixth season, which I am more than happy for, because it's a wonderful like crime show, and I've so been getting into it.
I'll have to check that out. I know myself, I'm very excited for Grey's Anatomy to come back. They kind of left us on a cliffhanger, so I'm really excited to see how they're going to finish it. Now, the writer's strike was brought up because of AI. What's your thoughts on AI, and have you ever used any artificial intelligence to, like, create art or anything like that?
I have not ever used AI to create anything. It's all been done by hand or just by digital art. But for AI, I honestly think that people have the right to be a little bit worried that AI might be taking over, at least most jobs are involving creating content, because I've already heard of so many instances of AI emulating cartoon characters' voices and people using that for their own animations, and it's scary to use that for like pictures and everything else, which I kind of makes me feel like I feel like less jobs will be made for airing shows and everything like that.
Yeah, I agree with that. Now be sure to stay tuned for Corey with What's Up Mohawk.
At Big Brothers Big Sisters, we know that giving even one child's self-esteem a boost can be the start of something big, like more self-confidence. That leads to doing the right thing, like saying no to bullying. And that sets an example for others, and that leads to safer schools. It's an upward spiral. That's what the programs of Big Brothers Big Sisters can do. And every donation of time or money helps us do more. Support mentoring. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.ca.
I'm Dan Force, program coordinator for your Hamilton Crime Stoppers, an international program providing citizens a way to report crimes anonymously. Crime Stoppers partners with the community, media, and police to spread the message to help fight crime. Crimes can be reported anonymously by calling 1-800-222-TIPS or visiting our website at crimestoppershamilton.com. Follow us on Twitter at Stopping Crime to listen to recent crimes of the week and links to our reenactments on YouTube. Your tip is important and might be the key to solving a crime and could be eligible for a cash reward of up to $2,000.
For those that need to know, here's What's Up Mohawk on Ignite Radio.
Do you need help with your academics here at Mohawk? The Learning Support Center offers free tutoring, peer-assisted study sessions, and more. Visit in person at room C122 within Fennel Campus, or learn more online at mohawkcollege.ca/learning-support-centre. If you've ever forgotten your lab coat at home, the Mohawk Students Association will have you covered, literally, loaning you lab coats, safety glasses, and other forgotten class necessities. Stop by room G109 within Fennel Campus for more on your various equipment loan needs. If you're eager to explore employment opportunities within your industry, then keep an eye out this Wednesday here at Fennel Campus. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. this Wednesday, the College-Wide Career Fair will allow you to meet potential employers. For more information, email careerconnect@mohawkcollege.ca.
We're bringing you hit music now, so let's get talking. Join the conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter
at Ignite Radio Now.
I'm going on during this time. I feel there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away, you're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. I'm going under in this time. I fear there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing way of loving got me sleeping without you. I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull. Nightfall, you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love, but now the day bleeds into nightfall. You're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down,
24/7, 365. Playing hit music now. Only on Ignite Radio.
Calma is that girl, like.
God. You flip the script for the hell of it. Addicted to betrayal, but you're relevant. You're terrified to look down. Cause if you dare, you see the glare of everyone you burn just to get there. It's coming back around. And I keep my side of the street clean. You wouldn't know what I mean. Karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a god. Karma is the breeze in my hair on the weekend. Karma's a relaxing thought. Aren't you envious?
Text about a bounce. Karma is a fire in your house. And she about to pop up unannounced. And she never leaving you alone. Watch her put your ops on a throne. Got you waving pretty white flags. Cleaning for that cash. Thinking it'll save ya. Now you switching up your behavior. It's okay, baby. You ain't gotta worry. Karma never gets lazy. So I keep my head up, my bread up. I won't let up. Never. Promise that you'll never endeavor with none lesser. Ever, ever. I be dragging that wagon. Karma is a beauty. Winning that pageant.
Cause karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a god. Karma is the breeze in my hair on the weekend. Karma's a relaxing thought. Aren't you envious that for you it's not? Sweet like honey. Karma is a cat purring in my lap cause it loves me. Flexing like a Vegas acrobat. Me and karma vibe like that. Ask me what I learned from all those years. Ask me what I earned from all those tears. Ask me why so many.
Thunder rattling your ground. Karma's on your scent like a bounty hunter. And karma's gonna track you down.
Step by step from town to town.
Sweet like justice.
Karma is a queen.
Karma takes all my friends to the summit. Karma is the guy on the screen.
Coming straight home to me. Karma is my boyfriend.
Karma is
a god. Karma is the breeze in my hair on the weekend. You and the S, but for you it's not. Sweet like honey, karma is a cat. Purring in my lap cause it loves me. Flexing like a Vegas acrobat. Me and karma vibe like that.
Karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a guy. Karma is my bestie. Karma's a
hold you down. Ignite Radio, that was Karma by Taylor Swift. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Katrina.
Now, Katrina, as you know, our girl Taylor is going to be going to Vancouver next December for 3 dates. And myself, I was kind of hoping I could get tickets to her Toronto concert, but like other people, I was stuck waiting in the queue for hours and hours, and by the time it was my turn to see if I could get tickets, nope, they were sold out. Did you try? Do you like Taylor Swift? Would you go see Taylor Swift?
Nope, I do not care at all. I find her music decent, but I would not travel or even pay to go see one of her concerts. To me, it's just, or even any concert, regardless of the artist, it's just, I don't think it's worth it. No offense to anyone who loves doing that. It's just, it's my own personal preference. It's just not me.
Yeah, I feel you there. I mean, it's kind of like the new niche thing now, so I would love to be in a part of it to see her live because, you know, she wasn't always that great live, but apparently she's great. Did you go see the movie by any chance?
No, I don't know if I will. I might, but that's still up in the air.
Yeah, I think I'll wait until it comes out to, like, Netflix or something so I can, you know, be safe at home and not have to watch people dance at the movie theater.
Yeah.
That's just not my scene. I don't know about you.
Or even get pushed around and possibly trampled by all those other people.
Taylor Swift mosh pit.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully people will be able to get tickets for her Vancouver show. She's added 3 dates, December 6th, 7th, and 8th of 2024. And I know one of my friends is actually flying to Vancouver to see the show because she couldn't get tickets in Toronto.
Oh.
Yeah, so hopefully she has fun. But, you know, coming up, we have Corey with Wayback Playback on Ignite Radio.
Hey, it's your sore back and neck. You're stressed. You can't focus or study. Where do you find relief?
Mohawk College's Massage Therapy Student Clinic can help. Feel your stress melt away as skilled massage therapy students need away those knots. Book your one-hour session online at mohawkcollege.ca. Type in Massage Therapy Student Clinic for booking times and prices. Mohawk College students pay $10.
Do you get frustrated with writing essays? How about with reading? Do you frequently lose focus on all the aspects that come with reading and writing? Well, do not fret, Mohawk College students, because help is here. The Mohawk College Writing Center is here to assist you with all your reading and writing difficulties. With their 3 locations, the Writing Center is dedicated to help improve your employability and success. Develop your written and verbal communication skills now. Visit the Learning Center at your Mohawk College campus today or online at mohawkcollege.ca.
This is your Wayback Playback on Ignite Radio.
Coming up, our next song, released in 2005, reaching the top 5 of music charts in 8 countries and sold millions of copies. That's amazing for a debut single included in the artist's first album, Music of the Sun. The song's title is in Bajan Creole, reflecting its singer's birth country of Barbados, and means play it again. This song's artist, born on February 20th, 1988, has also starred in multiple films, including Battleship, Home, and Ocean's 8. She's collaborated with other artists, which include Drake, Kanye West, Jay-Z, Nicki Minaj, Shakira, and Eminem. Her debut song, being referenced in their single Pink Venom, released last year by the K-pop group Blackpink, is an example of just how much influence her early music still has today. I'm Corey Creighton Brown, and our Wayback Playback is Ponda Replay by Rihanna on Ignite Radio.
Conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Ignite Radio Now.
I go dancing, same old bar we used to go. I tell all my friends, I pray to God that he don't show second chances. They all ended long ago, but I wear this makeup, in case we make up. And I tell myself I'll try to get you off my mind. So I go dancing, I close my eyes so I don't see, but I imagine you're right here, right next to me. 3 a.m. here again, and I'm still staring at my phone. If we're not dancing, I'd rather dance on my own.
Ignite Radio. That was Frank Walker and Ella Henderson with I Go Dancing. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Katrina.
Now, Katrina, there's a lot of up-and-coming video games coming out. Do you have any that you're looking forward to?
I am. Specifically, Chapter 3 of Poppy Playtime, which is said to be a lot scarier and darker than the last two chapters. So I'm scared, but also very excited. And the second game being Chapter 5 of Dark Deception. Apparently, from the teasers, the enemies are very different and look very weird. So I'm very looking forward to what the gameplay will be for that. How about you, Stephanie? Are there any horror games that you're looking forward to?
There is one that just came out called Alan Wake 2. I played the first one a couple years ago when it was out, and it was quite scary. I actually scared my aunt when she was living with us. I screamed when one of the bad guys jumped out of nowhere, and she was like, "Are you all right?" I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I'm fine." My favorite game, though, has to be Sims 4. I'm very obsessed with it. They're coming out with a new DLC where you can rent out apartments to other Sims. So that should be fun. And I've been playing a lot of City Skylines 2 lately, you know, being not very, I guess you can say not very, I don't know the word for it, good at building games. It's quite hard, but it's quite fun. It's they're also very picky with what kind of houses you give them, so that, you know, that can go away at any time. Now, your Poppy Playtime, what is that about?
Oh, it's just it's another one of those horror games where a company has gone rigged, and the enemies that were once really innocent are now trying to hunt you down. You visit this old toy factory that was trying to experiment on children and trying to, I guess, put their souls in the toys they were selling, kind of like a la Five Nights at Freddy's, but not animatronics, but instead it's more these toys that are now have flesh and blood. And because you're an old employee and you did some unethical stuff to the children you got for these experiments, they're now trying to hunt you down. And the last two enemies that were once former employees and experiments have been very scary in the last two chapters. And now with the upcoming chapter, Deep Sleep, which is going to involve sleep gas, which can knock you out, I have no idea what is going to entail and how you're going to hide away from the enemy, which looks like a cat and is going to be the one spreading the gas around.
That sounds very fun. Coming up next is Pink with Whatever You Want on Ignite Radio.
You've just arrived in Canada from your home country to better pursue your education and create a better life for yourself. You attend your first few classes and still have not made any friends. You feel alone, confused, and slightly depressed. That's what Social Inc is for. We accept everyone for who they are, no matter your race, religion, or sexual orientation. We provide all staff and students with a personal positive space for respect and support. When you have nobody to count on, you can depend on Social Inc. For more details, please visit mohawkcollege.ca/social-inc.
The MSA is not just Mohawk Student Association. It has the students' best interest in mind with HSR bus passes, food vendors like the Sour and Pizza Pizza, special student events happening in the Arnie, and health and dental plans. The MSA is here for you to make your college experience as easy and as fun as possible. To learn more about Mohawk Student Association, check out mohawkstudents.ca.
Bringing you hit music now. Ignite Radio.
Running like a dog, fighting like a too much, and you just can't stand it, baby. Even when I fall, you don't seem to give two cause you're just too cool, baby. We could have it all, neither one of us would budge, cause we can't be wrong, baby. Folding up your arms, closing up your heart. I know you think it's me. Fall apart. I feel like the ship's going down tonight, but it's always darkest before the light, and that's enough for me to try. Whatever you want, whatever you need, whatever you do, even if I say that it's over now, even and I'd be okay, baby. I would be okay, and you might be okay.
that's enough.
The hottest station on the internet.
Ignite Radio, a Mohawk College radio production.
Okay, it's time that I drop the act. I got it bad for you, baby, is that so bad? I don't know how to tell you that one night in college we almost went home with each other. I kinda wish we had, but we've been dancing around it. We can tell each other that it's time to try, but you've been busy with the job and got no time. Well, I think love's stupid, and I'm not looking for something exclusive. Oh, we laugh at everybody in relationships. Your dad would probably think that I'm a piece of, but I think we should do this. No excuses, cause we know excuses only get in the way of what I feel for you. Of what I feel for you. Of what I feel for you. I know that we should be just friends. Promise we would get married if we turned 40 and we're still single then. Yeah, I know that it's scary to talk about commitment. We're classic millennials. But I think I love you, think you know, I think you're beautiful. Oh, 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 oh. We can tell each other that it's time to try. You've been busy with your job and got no time. But I think love is stupid, and I'm not looking for something exclusive. Oh, we laugh at everybody in relationships. Your dad would probably think that I'm a piece of, but I think we should do this. No excuses, cause we know excuses only get in the way. What I feel for you. Of what I feel for you. Of what I feel for you. Oh. Every time you're in my presence, I send a flirty you a message. Oh, why do we keep second guessing? I think I love you there, I said it. We could tell each other that it's done to try, or you've been busy with your job and got no time.